Now, one thing you said, I'm going to give you kind of a rebuttal. If you didn't have a podcast, you would not meet these people. So I want to ask you, Tim, do you admire these people? Not to put you on the spot. Do you admire these people enough that maybe if you didn't have a podcast, you would still enjoy meeting them? Or is it because you had a podcast that you now enjoy the relationships you have with them?
Oh, no. I admire these people, respect these people,
Okay.
and by all means, prior to the podcast, would I have loved to talk to them? For sure. It's
Right.
just you never really have that reason to. I mean, some of these people have hundreds of thousands of followers. So for you to somehow get into a conversation with this person is sometimes very hard. Some of the fighters, I did have somewhat friendly relationship with before the podcast began. So I would talk to them. Yes, I would love to talk to them, Bruce. I just mean, I don't know how I
Okay.
would have gotten to.
At least get their autograph or just a handshake, right?
For sure.
I mean, not dirt. You can't get a handshake during the pandemic,
No,
but
no, but a nice
little
little elbow bump would be fine.
elbow bump or give me your autograph and then put some hand sanitizer on the photo after.
For sure.
You to walk around with hand sanitizer. That's like the biggest commodity nowadays
That's
during the
right.
pandemic. I want to ask you, every one of your episodes, other than maybe the first one or two, do you have a guest for every single episode?
Yeah, we didn't plan on that for sure. We
Okay.
because we didn't think that we'd be able to get guests. We started to get guests, and then we thought, okay, let's plan this out. So maybe we'll do 1 week with a guest, the next week without. And then next thing you know, the acceptances started to roll in, or people started reaching out to
Wow.
us to ask to become guests. And to the point where now, like, I mean, I was telling you, I think we're October now. We're pretty much booked until the new year.
Okay. Wow.
With like a list of guests and things like that. So yeah, no, it was never the plan. But to your point, with the attention span thing being like 30 minutes,
Yeah.
our podcasts normally go about an hour. The first 20 to 30 minutes is the guest, and then the next 30 minutes is Prince and I normally talking about news, rumors, or upcoming fights. So it's
It's good
kind of like,
stuff.
yeah, it's kind of like two parts, right? So we really expect probably people listen to the first half maybe at one point, and then the second half another, because it's really like almost like two podcasts in one.
That makes sense. And how do you actually get your guests? Let's say you've never contacted them before. They never heard of Tim or Prince. What's
Yeah,
your
how dare
method for
they?
yeah. But they obviously hear of you after, and
Yeah, sure.
probably half of them support you from that point and promote you. But how do you get to that point where you contact them?
So a lot of them is through Instagram or through social media, kind of just cold calling and reaching out that way.
Okay.
Some of them have been through referrals from other guests. So really happy and proud when that happens, when a UFC fighter will reach out to one of their friends and say, "Hey, you should go on this guy's podcast." And so we've had that a couple times, which is really, we appreciate that so much. Like to know that we were good enough to instill like a positive feeling on our guests to where they would recommend someone else and get them and help them come on our podcast. That's great. And then, like I said, sometimes we'll get agents of fighters or fight promoters who reach out to us and say, "Hey, we'd like you to help us promote this fight or promote this fighter." And so they're giving us links to people to kind of get them on the podcast as well. Oh, I lost you
Sorry,
now.
I had my mute
There you
there.
go.
No, that's really great, Tim. I think, obviously you said Instagram. So would you say that Instagram is probably your biggest social network, or is it a different one?
Yeah, I think for engaging with people, we like Instagram the best. I think with
Okay.
we probably put the majority of our resources into Instagram and building our Instagram following, being able to connect through people there. That's where we do most of our promos. We also, of course, have Facebook, have TikTok. I think we
Okay.
have Twitter. We're probably everywhere, right?
You
And
have
we
to
do
be,
different
right?
things. Yeah, you have to be, right? Because you want to hit everyone. But we try to do different. We do everything everywhere, but Instagram is probably our main focus, and that's where we've seen the most success.
That's great. And what is, and this is because I just came out with an episode on the best Instagram hashtags. So we can
Yeah.
talk about Instagram for about 2 or 3 minutes. As a podcaster, and I've been on your Instagram page. You have close to 1,500 followers at this moment. How do you promote your own Instagram to your following? Is it hashtags? Is it just frequency of different posts, or is it friending people or following? What's the combination?
Yeah, I think trying to diversify your hashtags is, mm-hmm. I think, really important. I saw that post that you did, Bruce. I haven't listened to it yet, so I'm interested. But when I was researching about how to, you know, best promote your podcast, they do say that changing up your hashtags matters. And I don't know if the algorithm truly works like that, but I've heard that if you continually use the same hashtags, that slowly that the Instagram kind of stops promoting you. You have to change it up. Now, yes, because we have different guests, we do change it up as much as we can. But like, I can't always put hashtag MMA on every post. I think I have to change it up. And I have seen some benefits when I do that. If I really just take a different kind of lump of things, I've used hashtag generators that I found online to generate lists of hashtags that they say are great. I've done that as well. What you said was a great one, though, friending different people or following different people on Instagram. A lot of times, and I don't know if you're like that, but when I started with Instagram, if someone followed me, I was like, oh, okay, cool, I'll follow you too. So sometimes, you know, we'll go around and we'll follow different pages or different people that are interested in mixed martial arts. And then a lot of times they'll follow back. And, you know, all we need them to do is see us, and we feel like there's a chance that they'll get hooked, the chance that they'll like us, and then the chance that they'll refer us to someone else or tell someone about us. So
it's like that's kind of what we're doing.
Yeah, like that's the best way to do it. So yeah, and we do schedule posts out like throughout the week. So we normally do no more than one a day, but we'll change it up between posts, reels, and stories. And we try to get those out as much as possible. And the last thing I'll say, Bruce, is we try to partner with local businesses as best as we can. We've done a few giveaways, three giveaways now so far. We've got another giveaway coming up. Partner with local businesses that then they also share our stuff. And so we attract their consumers as well.
Okay. And you said posts, reels, and stories. So yeah. I assume you look at your analytics or insights. What do you think out of those three brings you the most followers or?
So the reels. The reels are killing reels. It for us. Yeah, okay. The reels probably by at least four times what any of my other stuff does. Based on the views that you can see, but also through the interactions, the reels definitely hit. I think people nowadays, Bruce, I don't even know that they're scrolling through their posts. I think they just go up to the top to where they're seeing like stories or reels.
That's it.
And they're just zooming through those. So we try, you know, I add a song to every story. I add a song, you know, all my reels have like music to them or something like that. Do something to keep people catchy.
You can always add my music, you know, I got original rock.
I know. So yeah, there you go.
You can always add mine. And that's great. So Instagram, and this is for all podcasters. And I know what works for you might not work for somebody else, but let's tell everybody what actually works. So you say reels, you say varying up the hashtags and just be all end all is Instagram, obviously, is your biggest social network. So that's great. And I want to ask you another question. The one thing that you do is, first of all, I think you're successful. And I want to know if you think you're successful and be honest. Like, and if you do think you're successful, great. Tell me how you actually measure success. And if you don't think you're successful, that's fine too. Just let me know what you think.
Yeah. I don't know, Bruce. I probably want to quit at least twice a week. So, you know, I think my level of gauging my own success probably goes up and down depending on the time that you ask me.
Okay.
I think I am moderately successful. I think maybe for being about 9-10 months in, right? I'm on episode 36 or so.
I think 39.
Is it? Well, soon, somewhere around there. But I feel pretty successful in the sense that I'm very proud of what we've accomplished. You know,
that's great.
We are working with some businesses where we're ambassadors and people are buying the products. So we're seeing, you know, some engagement there.
That's great.
Our podcast is actually, we're on Filipino TV all across Canada. So
that's awesome.
We're on cable television. We go to Filipino TV and we're on their Sports Weekly program. But we're branded out. Like, you know, I'm wearing my Fight Insight podcast t-shirt on the television show. So, and we're on, you know, at least three times a week on television. So all these different things, we know that we're growing, you know, we know our viewership is growing. We know that our followers are growing. So we're seeing that steady growth, which makes us really happy. Good. And I guess that's success. I'm having fun, Bruce. That's the most important thing. As long as I'm having fun, as long as I'm enjoying it, as long as Prince is enjoying it, we're enjoying each other's company and enjoying putting out the product. To me, that's success, because it was never meant to be anything more. This was never meant to be
that's
my
good.
Full-time business or anything like that.
Right. No, I mean, you're right. I mean, first of all, podcasting is a lot of work. It's not as easy as people think it is. So yes, the number one rule in being successful is always having fun. And part of the process of editing, right? Sometimes thinking about what you're going to talk about with your guests. Sometimes you might have, you know, writer's block in that way. Sometimes I do. And, you know, can you keep going for an hour? Probably, if you get a very talkative guest, right? Then you have you and Prince. So the two of you are co-hosts. And co-hosts are always talkative. I mean, Megan and I go on forever when she's on these episodes with me. So you pretty much know. And pod fade is a very serious thing when it's like writer's block for podcasters. And I believe that the editing is and the post-production is probably one of the hardest parts of podcasting. We talk to Meryl Loeschner all the time. And she, that's her primary business, is editing podcasts. So I'm going to have her on actually tomorrow. That's going to be, I'm going to talk more about editing. She doesn't have a podcast, but she has a lot of different clients that she tells me it's like a video game. Like you got to shoot the different, got to shoot the filler words, like the ums and the ands. And the,
that's right.
My big problem is I always say, you know, and when I go back and you said, you know, you said, Tim, you want to quit. You feel like it twice a week. So I sometimes listen to myself and I hear, You know. That's like my thing. And I always ask myself, why didn't I hear that while I was recording? You don't hear yourself sometimes saying these words. It's just like you filtered them out. But then I've been more conscious of actually not saying that. Yeah. And it has helped me to edit less. So yeah, you definitely have to have fun. I listen to you and Prince. You guys definitely have a good time. You know, Megan and I have a good time. Some podcasters, they're very, very monotone. And they're like, we're gonna have this guest this week. And then the guest comes on and the guest is not much more motivated than the host themselves. And that's not the way. Yeah. So having fun is absolutely the number one thing. One thing I'll say that you do consistently is you come out with your episodes every Friday.
Yep.
And I really appreciate that. I, doing this particular podcast and trying to help podcasters discover themselves as a successful person and trying to become, you know, helping everybody become successful for free through this podcast, I realize that I don't always follow the consistent schedule. I'm trying to do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So I think I'm going to move to a Monday and Thursday schedule. But with this type of podcast, I don't think that me coming out with once a week is going to be enough because people have to know ahead of time. I am trying to stick to a 2-day a week episode schedule, but okay. it doesn't always hand out that way. But I've been doing Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I think it's maybe too much for some people. So I think Monday and Thursday we're going to move to.
It's hard, you know, like I do try to stay consistent. We used to record on the Wednesday and release it the following Tuesday.
Yeah.
And that gave me plenty of time to edit, but it also gave me too much time to lose focus on that episode. So now what we do is we record on the Wednesday, release on the Friday. That way, like I'm feeling it, I'm feeling the jive. And then I go in and I'm promoting that podcast for that week, right? Before I go on to the next one. So yeah, consistency is key though, Bruce.
Also, when you wait that long, you just forget the whole vibe of the guests that you had, right?
Yeah, so for sure.
At least when you go from Wednesday to Friday, it's fresh in your mind, at least from a day ago. But that's good. I'll tell you one thing, Tim, and I know we got to go soon. I wrote a business plan for an MMA themed restaurant back in 2008.
That's crazy.
And okay, believe it or not, the guy stiffed me. He's from Long Island. He did not want to pay a lot of money. I won't tell you how much, but he really cut me down. And then when it came to the end, he just completely disappeared. I can't even tell you the name of the restaurant. That's how much it stayed in my mind. But I wrote literally, I wrote, the guy had like a $5 million budget just to start the restaurant, which is probably, that's probably nothing though when you're starting a restaurant. They probably need more. $5 million is probably like, it costs you just $5 million for the building inspector.
Yeah, for sure.
It was like a 27-page business plan. And the guy was going to have where, you know, you sit down. It was going to be like Planet Hollywood or the Hard Rock Cafe, but for mixed martial arts.
Nice. And all they serve is knuckle sandwiches?
That's funny. I would think
get the laugh track going, Bruce.
That's very funny. Muscle knuckle sandwiches. That's hilarious.
That's it.
Maybe that's kind of a name of a theme. But yeah, I want to ask you, Tim, what questions do you have for me? You know, you know my podcast. Is there anything that you want to know to make yourself more successful that I could answer for you?
Well, I guess my question would be, you know, at what point do you start looking for sponsors for a podcast? And how do you convince a sponsor to get on board when your viewership is low? Because right now we are looking for sponsors. We have had some sponsors. We're getting some people interested. Now, of course, it's not just a podcast that we're promoting as well, though, but we're also on TV. So a sponsor would get the benefit of being on cable TV across Canada, plus being on our weekly podcast, right? So there's that. But what do you think about that?
Well, the first thing I do have to say for any sponsor that a lot of, not just podcasters, but a lot of advertisers forget is that you have to know who your target market is. And you have to know the demographics, right? And the geographics. I mean, you're in Canada. Yeah. That's great. But maybe if you can also brand yourself out of Canada, you can get other sponsors that are not just, you know, from Canadian companies, right?
Right.
First thing is always know the demographics and make sure that those demographics are coming to your podcast, right? If a sponsor comes to you and said, I want male, at least 75% male, and I want them between the ages of 25 and 34, then you need to know, and all podcasters need to know, how much of a percentage is your audience demographics that, right? And marketers always call this a target market. So the target market is a combination of your demographics, your geographics, obviously Canada in your case. What kind of psychographics, right? Are they looking for sports fans? Are they looking, now particularly in MMA, are they looking for boxing? Are they looking for martial arts? Are they looking for specifically jiu-jitsu? They don't care about karate. They care about jiu-jitsu, maybe, right? Or they care about karate and not jiu-jitsu. So the time to start looking for sponsors, I would tell you, is right away. When you start your podcast, the one thing you want to know is, when you look for the sponsors, you don't have to say, hey, you know, pay us, $50,000 for the next year or the next couple of months, and we will promote your products. Find out right away what they're looking for. And then when you're marketing yourself on Instagram, you can include hashtags that are part of that demographic, right? Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing that you have to know. When you are getting an audience and you're getting a lot of people reviewing you, and you can look like on Apple Podcasts, you can actually see who's reviewing you, right? So you can tell usually by the first name if it's male or female.
Yeah.
Right. And sometimes you can tell the writing style. You can tell the age of by the writing style. The other thing too is if you have a blog, and I always talk about blogging, if you open up the comment form on your blog, I take your audio transcripts, make a blog post out of it. And then when people start commenting, you can pretty much gain a good understanding of what the demographics are. And if you can't from the comments, you can always have some kind of poll or survey Like, what is your age? What is your gender? What is, you know, where do you live? What part of Canada do you live? Like, maybe you want somebody from Toronto more than you want somebody from Vancouver. I'm just saying, right? You know what I'm saying? Maybe you can get somebody in the northern part of the United States that can cross over into Canada, like somebody in Detroit, right? Yeah. So you need to know all that. Yeah. And then once you have, I would say 50 to 60% of an audience members in that demographic, then it's time to go get your sponsors.
Will do.
That's how it works. So listen, we have a couple of minutes. I know you got a hard stop. And I just want to thank you very much, Tim, for coming on. Is there anything else you want to tell other podcasters?
Other podcasters, I'll say, just keep encouraging and supporting one another. You know, don't give up. Like you talked about briefly, Bruce, you were saying there's pod fade. Don't give up. You know, if this is something you love and maybe you're out there and you're not a podcaster yet, if you want to do it, just get in there and start doing it. You know, if it's something that you love, if it's a passion that you have, if it's something that you really enjoy talking about or discussing, put it out there. The people will find you. You'll have a great time. You'll enjoy it, you know. And Bruce, I will say one last thing for myself. Mm-hmm. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Fight Insight podcast. I really appreciate anybody coming to check us out.
Yep.
You know, you don't have to be a super knowledgeable or into MMA to enjoy our podcast. You know,
no, you don't.
A lot of people say that they really enjoyed, they didn't know about even the people that we talked to or whatnot, but they just enjoy getting to know the people. We talk to them about their lives and about, you know, all aspects of things. So come on over and give us a listen.
Yes. And before we do that, I'm just going to, I have the Apple page up. And because you say that Instagram is your biggest social network, mm-hmm. Let's go ahead. Let's get the Instagram page up real quickly. So if anybody who wants to follow Tim's Instagram page, it is simply Fight Insight Podcast. I want to thank you again. And Tim, we will talk very soon.
Bruce, it was an absolute pleasure and an honor. I really greatly appreciate getting to know you, getting to meet you, and to be on here is a great honor. Thank you so much, Bruce.
Let's just keep the business relationship going.
Of course, always.
Become a successful podcaster. We'll be right back after these messages.
In today's materialistic world, it can be difficult to find the time or motivation for ourselves. It's also easy to slip into a negative mindset, especially in the age of social media and 24/7 news. Meditating is a great way of calming our minds and focusing on what really matters in life. But not all meditation techniques will work for everyone. That is where Genevieve Francisco comes in. She breaks down negative self-talk with her clients so they know how best to use their new understanding about themselves as tools towards mindfulness, better health, and happiness. Her intellectual nourishment program offers an alternative view of what happens inside our heads when we try to manifest something new into our lives. It also provides techniques for using these insights as tools for conscious creation instead of unconsciously creating more pain and suffering. To learn more about Genevieve Francisco and the intellectual nourishment program, visit genevievefrancisco.podia.com. Now, one thing you said, I'm going to give you kind of a rebuttal. If you didn't have a podcast, you would not meet these people. So I want to ask you, Tim, do you admire these people? Not to put you on the spot. Do you admire these people enough that maybe if you didn't have a podcast, you would still enjoy meeting them? Or is it because you had a podcast that you now enjoy the relationships you have with them?
Oh, no, no, no. I admire these people, respect these people. Okay. And by all means, prior to the podcast, would I have loved to talk to them? For sure. It's right. Just, you never really have that reason to. I mean, some of these people have hundreds of thousands of followers. So for you to somehow get into a conversation with this person is sometimes very hard. Some of the fighters I did have somewhat friendly relationship with before the podcast began. So I would talk to them. Yes, I would love to talk to them, Bruce. I just mean, okay. I would have gotten to. Yeah.
At least get their autograph or just a handshake, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you can't get a handshake during the pandemic.
But a nice little elbow bump would be fine.
Elbow bump, or give me your autograph and then put some hand sanitizer on the photo after.
yeah, for sure.
You gotta walk around with hand sanitizer. That's like the biggest commodity nowadays. That's during right. the pandemic. I want to ask you, every one of your episodes, other than maybe the first one or two, do you have a guest for every single episode?
Yeah, we didn't plan on that for sure. Because we didn't think that we'd be able to get guests. We started to get guests, and then we thought, okay, let's plan this out. So maybe we'll do 1 week with a guest, the next week without. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, the acceptances started to roll in, or people started reaching out to us to ask to become guests. And to the point where now, like, I mean, I was telling you, I think we're October now, we're pretty much booked until the new year. With like a list of guests and things like that. So yeah, no, it was never the plan. But to your point, with the attention span thing being like 30 minutes, our podcasts normally go about an hour. The first 20 to 30 minutes is the guest. And then the next 30 minutes is Prince and I normally talking about news, rumors, or upcoming fights. So it's kind of like, it's kind of like two parts, right? So we really expect probably people listen to the first half, maybe at one point, and then the second half another, because it's really like almost like two podcasts in one.
That makes sense. How do you actually get your guests? Let's say you've never contacted them before. They never heard of Tim or Prince. What's your method? They obviously hear of you after, and probably half of them support you from that point and promote you. But how do you get to that point where you contact them?
So a lot of them is through Instagram or through social media, kind of just cold calling and reaching out that way.
Okay.
Some of them have been through referrals from other guests. So really happy and proud when that happens, when, you know, a UFC fighter will reach out to one of their friends and say, hey, you should go on this guy's podcast. And so we've had that a couple times, which is really, you know, we appreciate that so much. Like, to know that we were good enough to instill like a positive feeling on our guests to where they would recommend someone else and get them and help them come on our podcast, that's great. And then, like I said, sometimes we'll get agents of fighters or fight promoters who reach out to us and say, hey, we'd like you to help us promote this fight or promote this fighter. And so they're giving us links to people to kind of get them on the podcast as well.
I had my mute there. No, that's really great, Tim. I think, you know, obviously you said Instagram. So would you say that Instagram is probably your biggest social network, or is it a different one?
Yeah, you know, I think for engaging with people, we like Instagram the best. I think we probably put the majority of our resources into Instagram and building our Instagram following, being able to connect through people there. That's where we do most of our promos. We also, of course, have Facebook, have TikTok. We have Twitter. We're probably everywhere, right? And we do different things. Yeah, you have to be, right? Because you want to hit everyone. But we try to do we do everything everywhere, but Instagram is probably our main focus. And that's where we've seen the most success.
Okay, that's great. And this is because I just came out with an episode on the best Instagram hashtags. So we can talk about Instagram for about 2 or 3 minutes. As a podcaster, and I've been on your Instagram page, you have close to 1,500 followers at this moment. How do you promote your own Instagram to your following? Is it hashtags? Is it just frequency of different posts? Or is it friending people or following? What's the combination?
Yeah, I think trying to diversify your hashtags is, I think, really important. I saw that post that you did, Bruce. I haven't listened to it yet, so I'm interested. But when I was researching about how to, you know, best promote your podcast, they do say that changing up your hashtags matters. And I don't know if the algorithm truly works like that, but I've heard that if you continually use the same hashtags, that slowly that the Instagram kind of stops promoting you. You have to change it up. Now, because we have different guests, we do change it up as much as we can. But like, I can't always put hashtag MMA on every post. I think I have to change it up. And I have seen some benefits when I do that. If I really just take a different kind of lump of things, I've used hashtag generators that I found online to generate lists of hashtags that they say are great. I've done that as well. What you said was a great one, though, friending different people or following different people on Instagram. A lot of times, and I don't know if you're like that, but when I started with Instagram, if someone followed me, I was like, oh, okay, cool. I'll follow you too. So sometimes, you know, we'll go around and we'll follow different pages or different people that are interested in mixed martial arts. And then a lot of times they'll follow back. And, you know, all we need them to do is see us. And we feel like there's a chance that they'll get hooked, the chance that they'll like us, and then the chance that they'll refer us to someone else or tell someone about us. So
it's like that's kind of what we're doing.
Yeah, like that's the best way to do it. So yeah, and we do schedule posts out like throughout the week. So we normally do no more than one a day, but we'll change it up between posts, reels, and stories. And we try to get those out as much as possible. And the last thing I'll say, Bruce, is we try to partner with local businesses as best as we can. We've done a few giveaways, three giveaways now so far. We've got another giveaway coming up. Partner with local businesses that then they also share our stuff. And so we attract their consumers as well.
Okay. And you said posts, reels, and stories. So yeah. I assume you look at your analytics or insights. What do you think out of those three brings you the most followers or?
So the reels are killing reels. It for us. Yeah. Okay. The reels probably by at least four times what wow. any of my okay. other stuff does. Based on the views that you can see, but also through the interactions, the reels definitely hit. I think people nowadays, Bruce, I don't even know that they're scrolling through their posts. I think they just go up to the top to where they're seeing like stories or reels.
That's it.
And they're just zooming through those. So we try, you know, I add a song to every story. I add a song, you know, all my reels have like music to them or something like that. Do something to keep people catchy.
You can always add my music, you know, I got original rock.
I know. So yeah, there you go.
You can always add mine. And that's great. So Instagram, and this is for all podcasters. And I know what works for you might not work for somebody else, but let's tell everybody what actually works. So you say reels, you say varying up the hashtags and just be all end all is Instagram obviously is your biggest social network. So that's great. And I want to ask you another question. The one thing that you do is, first of all, I think you're successful. And I want to know if you think you're successful and be honest. Like, and if you do think you're successful, great. Tell me how you actually measure success. And if you don't think you're successful, that's fine too. Just let me know what you think.
Yeah. I don't know, Bruce. I probably want to quit at least twice a week. So, okay. You know, I think my level of gauging my own success probably goes up and down depending on the time that you ask me.
Okay.
I think I am moderately successful. I think maybe for being maybe about 9-10 months in, right? I'm on episode 36 or so.
I think 39.
Is it? Well, soon, somewhere around there. But I feel pretty successful in the sense that I'm very proud of what we've accomplished. You know,
that's great.
We are working with some businesses where we're ambassadors and people are buying the products. So we're seeing, you know, some engagement there.
That's great.
Our podcast is actually, we're on Filipino TV all across Canada. So
that's awesome.
We're on cable television. We go to Filipino TV and we're on their Sports Weekly program. But we're branded out, like, you know, I'm wearing my Fight Insight podcast t-shirt on the television show. So, and we're on, you know, at least three times a week on television. So all these different things, we know that we're growing, you know, we know our viewership is growing. We know that our followers are growing. So we're seeing that steady growth, which makes us really happy.
Good.
And I guess that's success. I'm having fun, Bruce. That's the most important thing. As long as I'm having fun, as long as I'm enjoying it, as long as Prince is enjoying it, we're enjoying each other's company and enjoying putting out the product. To me, that's success because it was never meant to be anything more. This was never meant to be
that's
my
good.
Full-time business or anything like that.
Right. No, I mean, you're right. I mean, first of all, podcasting is a lot of work. It's not as easy as people think it is. So yes, the number one rule in being successful is always having fun. And part of the process of editing, right? Sometimes thinking about what you're going to talk about with your guests. Sometimes you might have, you know, writer's block in that way. Sometimes I do. And, you know, can you keep going for an hour? probably if you get a very talkative guest, right? Then you have you and Prince. So the two of you are co-hosts, and co-hosts are always talkative. I mean, Megan and I go on forever when she's on these episodes with me. So you pretty much know. And pod fade is a very serious thing when it's like writer's block for podcasters. And I believe that the editing is and the post-production is probably one of the hardest parts of podcasting. We talk to Meryl Loeschner all the time, and she, that's her primary business is editing podcasts. So I'm going to have her on actually tomorrow. Awesome. That's going to be, I'm going to talk more about editing. She doesn't have a podcast, but she has a lot of different clients that she tells me it's like a video game. Like you got to shoot the different, got to shoot the filler words, like the ums and the ands and the, my big problem is I always say, you know, and when I go back and you said, you know, you said, Tim, you want to quit, you feel like it twice a week. So I sometimes listen to myself and I hear, you know, that's like my thing. And I always ask myself, why didn't I hear that while I was recording? You don't hear yourself sometimes saying these words. It's just like you filtered them out. But then I've been more conscious of actually not saying that. And it has helped me to edit less. So yeah, you definitely have to have fun. I listen to you and Prince. You guys definitely have a good time. You know, Megan and I have a good time. Some podcasters, they're very, very monotone. And they're like, we're gonna have this guest this week. And then the guest comes on. And the guest is not much more motivated than the host themselves. And that's not the way. Yeah, so having fun is absolutely the number one thing. One thing I'll say that you do consistently is you come out with your episodes every Friday.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that. I, doing this particular podcast and trying to help podcasters discover themselves as a successful person and trying to become, you know, helping everybody become successful for free through this podcast, I realize that I don't always follow the consistent schedule. I'm trying to do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So I think I'm going to move to a Monday and Thursday schedule. But with this type of podcast, I don't think that me coming out with once a week is going to be enough because people have to know ahead of time. I am trying to stick to a 2-day a week episode schedule. But it doesn't always hand out that way. But I've been doing Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I think it's maybe too much for some people. So I think Monday and Thursday, we're going to move to.
It's hard, you know, like I do try to stay consistent. We used to record on the Wednesday and release it the following Tuesday.
Yeah.
And that gave me plenty of time to edit, but it also gave me too much time to lose focus on that episode. So now what we do is we record on the Wednesday, release on the Friday. That way, like I'm feeling it, I'm feeling the jive. And then I go in and I'm promoting that podcast for that week, right? Before I go on to the next one. So yeah, consistency is key though, Bruce.
Also, when you wait that long, you just forget the whole vibe of the guests that you had, right?
Yeah, so for sure.
At least when you go from Wednesday to Friday, it's fresh in your mind, at least from a day ago. But that's good. I'll tell you one thing, Tim, and I know we got to go soon. I wrote a business plan for an MMA-themed restaurant back in 2008.
That's crazy.
And believe it or not, the guy stiffed me. He's from Long Island. He did not want to pay a lot of money. I won't tell you how much, but he really cut me down. And then when it came to the end, he just completely disappeared. I can't even tell you the name of the restaurant. That's how much it stays in my mind. But I wrote literally, the guy had like a $5 million budget just to start the restaurant, which is probably, that's probably nothing though when you're starting a restaurant. They probably need more. $5 million is probably like, it costs you just $5 million for the building inspector.
Yeah, for sure.
It was like a 27-page business plan. And the guy was going to have where, you know, you sit down. It was going to be like Planet Hollywood or the Hard Rock Cafe, but for mixed martial arts.
Nice. And all they serve is knuckle sandwiches.
That's funny. I would think
get the laugh track going, Bruce.
That's very funny. Knuckle sandwiches. That's hilarious.
That's it.
Maybe that's kind of a name of a theme. But yeah, I want to ask you, Tim, what questions do you have for me? You know, you know my podcast. Is there anything that you want to know to make yourself more successful that I could answer for you?
Well, I guess my question would be, you know, at what point do you start looking for sponsors for a podcast? And how do you convince a sponsor to get on board when your viewership is low? Because right now we are looking for sponsors. We have had some sponsors. We're getting some people interested. Now, of course, it's not just a podcast that we're promoting as well, though, but we're also on TV. So a sponsor would get the benefit of being on cable TV across Canada, plus being on our weekly podcast, right? So there's that. But what do you think about that?
Well, the first thing I do have to say for any sponsor that a lot of, not just podcasters, but a lot of advertisers forget is that you have to know who your target market is. And you have to know the demographics, right? And the geographics. I mean, you're in Canada. Yeah. That's great. But maybe if you can also brand yourself out of Canada, you can get other sponsors that are not just, you know, from Canadian companies, right?
Right.
First thing is always know the demographics and make sure that those demographics are coming to your podcast, right? If a sponsor comes to you and said, I want male, at least 75% male, and I want them between the ages of 25 and 34, then you need to know, and all podcasters need to know, how much of a percentage is your audience demographics that? Right. And marketers always call this a target market. So the target market is a combination of your demographics, your geographics, obviously Canada in your case. What kind of psychographics, right? Are they looking for sports fans? Are they looking now, particularly in MMA, are they looking for boxing? Are they looking for martial arts? Are they looking for specifically jiu-jitsu? They don't care about karate. They care about jiu-jitsu, maybe, right? Or they care about karate and not jiu-jitsu. So the time to start looking for sponsors, I would tell you, is right away. When you start your podcast, the one thing you want to know is when you look for the sponsors, you don't have to say, hey, you know, pay us, $50,000 for the next year or the next couple of months, and we will promote your products. Find out right away what they're looking for. And then when you're marketing yourself on Instagram, you can include hashtags that are part of that demographic, right? Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing that you have to know. When you are getting an audience and you're getting a lot of people reviewing you, and you can look, like on Apple Podcasts, you can actually see who's reviewing you, right? So you can tell usually by the first name if it's male or female.
Yeah.
Right? And sometimes you can tell the writing style. You can tell the age by the writing style. The other thing too is if you have a blog, and I always talk about blogging, if you open up the comment form on your blog, I take your audio transcripts, make a blog post out of it, and then when people start commenting, you can pretty much gain a good understanding of what the demographics are. And if you can't from the comments, you can always have some kind of poll or survey. Like, what is your age? What is your gender? What is, you know, where do you live? What part of Canada do you live? Like, maybe you want somebody from Toronto more than you want somebody from Vancouver. I'm just saying, right? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you can get somebody in the northern part of the United States that can cross over to Canada, like somebody in Detroit, right? Yeah. So you need to know all that. Yeah. And then once you have, I would say 50 to 60% of an audience members in that demographic, then it's time to go get your sponsors.
Will do.
That's how it works. So listen, we have a couple of minutes. I know you got a hard stop. And I just want to thank you very much, Tim, for coming on. Is there anything else you want to tell other podcasters?
Other podcasters, I'll say, just keep encouraging and supporting one another. You know, don't give up. Like you talked about briefly, Bruce, you were saying there's pod fade. Don't give up. You know, if this is something you love and maybe you're out there and you're not a podcaster yet, if you want to do it, just get in there and start doing it. You know, if it's something that you love, if it's a passion that you have, if it's something that you really enjoy talking about or discussing, put it out there. The people will find you. You'll have a great time. You'll enjoy it, you know. And Bruce, I will say one last thing for myself. Mm-hmm. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Fight Insight podcast. I really appreciate anybody coming to check us out.
Yep.
You know, you don't have to be a super knowledgeable or into MMA to enjoy our podcast. You know,
no, you don't.
People, a lot of people say that they really enjoyed. They didn't know about even the people that we talked to or whatnot, but they just enjoy getting to know the people. We talk to them about their lives and about, you know, all aspects of things. So come on over and give us a listen.
Yes. And before we do that, I'm just going to, I have the Apple page up. And because you say that Instagram is your biggest social network, mm-hmm. let's go ahead. Let's get the Instagram page up real quickly. So if anybody who wants to follow Tim's Instagram page, it is simply Fight Insight Podcast. I want to thank you again. And Tim, we will talk very soon.
Bruce, it was an absolute pleasure and an honor. I really greatly appreciate getting to know you, getting to meet you, and yes. to be on here is a great honor. Thank you so much, Bruce.
Let's just keep the business relationship going.
Of course, always.